Welcome back to the Surfing of Destruction 2. Lung capacity. And do I mean it when I say welcome back? For the second time in January, the Big Surf is here. What am I even doing? It's a blue moon, so that means I'm pulling double duty in the first month of 2018. As if episode 62 wasn't enough, I gotta come back and do another whole hour of surf for ya. I'm not doing anything special. I've done enough for you finks. And what do I get in return? Nothing. I don't care though, I like doing this thing, and I hope that you like it too. Just because I have to do two episodes doesn't mean I'm slacking though. I got lots of new surf from around the earth, from lots of cool new bands. Retro Kane is going to ring in the new year for us. Day Surfers from Spain got in touch, and they asked me to play a song off of their new album. I can do that. Manny of Surf Wraith, aka Nothing Cool, also reached out and asked me to play a song, so of course I'm gonna do that. Carlo released a new album too, full of sweet new surf, so that's gonna be on the show. Can you handle it? I'm ready to see you try. Hey, it's the Big Deriboski, by the way, the 60-minute maniac, the Sultan of Surf, Dirk Bragante, always here on the full moon, whether it's white or blue, with the Surfing of Destruction. Yeah, don't worry, I'm not gonna go too long. 2000. I want music, and I want it now!
Thank you.
It's the Big Dare Boski back on the Blue Moon, surfing into the new year, loaded up with all sorts of new music. Can you dig it? I kicked off 2018 with the 5th year anniversary of the Surfany. Hard to believe I've been going this long. Of course, I did it in style with a whole slew of video game surf covers. That was a really fun episode. I really liked it. I'm trying to keep the energy going, but man, I am so lazy. I just want to play music, no talking. But that goes against my instincts. I must talk. So this band we just heard, the Young Barons, Mike of SurfRockRadio.com has been telling me to give these cats a listen. It's a couple of young dudes just keeping the rock and roll alive in California, and that's just real cool, man, real cool. They have an album out full of covers of the classics, but I wanted to play their original tune, Anna Vienna. You can get a copy of their album on the website youngbarons.com. And then following that up was a band with one of the best names I have ever heard, Moms I'd Like to Surf. They're out of France, which I do believe is a first for the Surfany. We heard their tune, Hungry Sharks Eat Teen Surfers. Yes, it is available on Bandcamp. I like the slogan on that album too, play it loud or it won't blast. Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Woo! Next band up is Surf Wraith, aka Nothing Cool, and their tune Zinis. I thought it was a funny name since there's a pizza joint near me called Zinis that make a decent and cheap za. Yeah, that's what I like. So I asked Manny about it, and turns out that the song is dedicated to an old pizza place in Dallas that he and his buddies used to hang out at. Quite the cool coincidence. Then we had Day Surfers out of Spain with Waikiki Fuzz off of their new album Fino A Go-Go, available for purchase on Bandcamp. I started the episode off quite appropriately with Happy Surf Year by Retro Kane to ring in a new year of awesome new music. I'm hitting you with some pretty good surf so far, don't you think? But do I have what it takes to keep the show going at this pace? Of course, baby, I have it all. All the surf, all the good looks, and all the time it takes to get the Surfany of Destruction 2000 out to ya every full moon. Here's what I have in store for ya. I'm gonna hit you with some Mark Malibu, and then do a little showcase of Carlo with a few tunes off their new album. Strap in, Finks, cause we ain't slowing down anytime soon. Doing away with the music for a brief moment so the Big DB can demonstrate to you Fink's the gift of gab, baby. Woo! It's Dirk Brigante, as always, on the Surfing of Destruction 2000. Well, you know I've done a bit of hemming and hawing about this whole Blue Moon thing going on, but I gotta be honest, it ain't that bad. Makes my life a whole lot easier in February, because I don't gotta do another episode till March. So I'm taking off to Cuba for a bit, gonna get some sun on the guns and do a little swimming, you know? I got the sunscreen all packed up because I'm real pale, baby, real pale. The surf may remind me of summertime, but it doesn't do jack for my tan, brother. Team Void doesn't get me thinking of the warmer months, though. They lean towards that cool, dark surf. Makes me thinking of standing in the rain. The Big Derboski versus the world. The Team Void song we heard is a new one called Gauge. Stay tuned to their Facebook page for their next release. Keeping up with the solitary surf, we had the Silicon with Lone Submarine. Man, I'm starting to feel blue. It's time to turn this surf party up. I got just the thing too, some new Carlo. We have two new tunes off their new self-titled album coming out soon in March, so stay tuned to that by liking them on Facebook. We heard Meathead, followed by Comanche Drive. I got my hands on an advanced copy of this album, and it's so good. It's got a bit of that classic surf style in there, but the keys take center stage and just give the whole album a different and cool vibe. You know, the Big Derboski has listened to a lot of surf albums, and Carlo really stands out. This is the kind of stuff I'm looking for. I am always on the lookout for different surf music, and this album definitely hits on that. Hey Finks, if you're in a surf band and you want your music played on the Big Surf, just give the Big Derboski a shout, and I'll get you on here. But I digress. Keep tuned to Carlo to hear their new album soon. I'll be keeping you in the know, of course. There was also some Mark Malibu and the Sagas from their new album, The Return of the Wasagas. It is available on Bandcamp. You heard some songs from that on episode 60 and my interview with Mark Malibu. The song we heard is Surfin' a Go-Go. Now I'm thinking we need some more music. It's about time. This is the Big Derboski, Dirk Brigante, on the number one surf podcast around, the Surfin' of Destruction 2000. Don't you forget it. Surf from around the earth and to the outer limits. Hey, what's this? It's the thing from outer space. All right, here we are in the final minutes of the Big Surf. Dirk Bragante here with you on the Surfing of Destruction 2000. Keeping it simple with all the surf you can handle. Nothing too crazy. No video games, no covers, just the usual tasty tracks to keep you moving and grooving till we hit the 1 hour mark, and it's time to take it easy. If you're still feeling like you need more of me, hey, it's real simple. You can find the Surfing all over the internet, streaming on Mixcloud, available for download on iTunes, and hitting the digital airwaves on surfrockradio.com. Just search S-U-R-F-P-H-O-N-Y on either Mixcloud or iTunes to find me. Just depends on how you want it, you finks. I'm on the air on Surf Rock Radio every day at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, so whether you like your surf in the morning or you like it in the evening, the Big Derboski's got you covered on the number one surf rock radio station around. I'm ready to wrap this dang old episode up and get packing for my little vacay, so let's get the music rundown underway so I can get on. Got a bit of gringo out of Mexico with Debe Sur Horrible. Pardon my, awful Spanish, by the way. I had no idea if I even pronounced that right. This song was off their 2015 album Casimiro, available for download on Bandcamp. They have some new songs available too that were just released at the beginning of the month, so check that out too. Things started getting a bit weird with the Ninth Wave and Anything But Surf doing some carny stuff. Ninth Wave playing a tune called Clown Away, and Anything But Surf covering Ohio Players' Love Roller Coaster. Add in a little bit of psychedelic surf guitar. Woo! I like it! Anything But Surf has a clever thing going on where they do all sorts of surf covers of songs that are not actually surf. Give their album Always Be Surfing a listen over on iTunes or Spotify. That's new. Now the next song we have has made an appearance on Netflix, and anytime I hear some surf where it shouldn't be, like on the friggin' Crown, well, you know I gotta tell you about it. Storytime thinks. So my girlfriend was watching that dang old show, The Crown, about the Queen of England. Who cares? And in one of the later episodes, spoiler alert, Prince Philip was working out, and they back it up with The Shadows' Man of Mystery. I gotta give the folks who run the music for The Crown some credit, because that's a real cool choice of song, seeing as The Shadows were the premier UK instrumental band. Yo, they don't surf in England, you dig? That's a little late present for Jilski too, by the way. Hey, good looking. How you doing? Hey, speaking of England, we had London's own The Thing from Outer Space. I should clarify that they are from London, Ontario. Gotcha. Kind of cheeky what I did there, along with the song too, covering The Shadows' Apache. Are we done here yet? Oh wait, yes we are. Excellent. Well, you know, I always thought the blue moons were a rare thing, what with the sand and all, but this is the second one I've had to do. Come on, moon, give me a break here. Dang. Well, I just checked out the schedule for the next full moon, and looks like I'll be seeing you things right at the beginning of March. Let's hope the snow will be all melted by then. If not, well, I got some hot, hot surf to burn it down. I got some new CNC Surf Factory that's sure to blow your mind. Who knows what else I might have up my white tee sleeve. Woo! You just gotta find out on the next full moon, March 1st, baby. This is the Surfing of Destruction 2000. This is Dirk Bragante. This is the end.